Okay, let's learn from the Mamorim of Rav Kook, the Mamorei Ra'aya. There are a few pieces in the Mamorei Ra'aya on Pesach, and I chose the one that is mamish what we're learning in Kanfei Ruach. This is the Indian that we're learning in Kanfei Ruach. Obviously, all that we're learning in Kanfei Ruach is about Chayrus. It's about being free. What that means exactly, what Chayrus is, that's what Rav Kook talks about in this piece. It's called Chayruseinu. So you have two sides where it says Chayruseinu. The other side says on it, Chayrus ubi chametz. Not that side, it starts on Chayruseinu, 157. First is like a little, introduction, but his little introduction is always like, so I'll do it very quickly to get to the main point. Not Chas HaShom, that's not important, but it's more poetry than the Nekuda. So, but I don't want to skip. So, let's learn inside. Acherus Shonu Misrashim and Rabbi Yosef Blelus Kadosh Chag Shalzman Cheruseinu. This seems like it's alive. So I don't know if they, yeah, so get the page for Zoom. The Cherus, the freedom, page 157. The Cherus, the freedom, the Cherus. Freedom is not a good word. It doesn't capture what Cherus is. But everybody knows what Cherus is. The Cherus, Shonam Misrashim and Rabbi Yosef, that makes the greatest impression, the most lasting and deepest impression upon us. B'lelis Kadesh Chag Shal Zman Cheruseinu of Pesach. Beis Asher Gam Be'etzem Yimei HaGolus V'Hashibud Luchat, that is what? So Rav Kook says, all of the long years of Golus and Shibud that we've been in, we haven't stopped longing to get back to the original Cheres that we experienced Pesach. Now that's odd, because even in Rav Kook's time, Sof Kol Sof, Jews were able to achieve some degree of Cheres, political Cheres, freedom. It's not like it is now, but even in his time, he was talking about post-French Revolution, post-American Revolution. And there's post-emancipation, there's freedom in the world. It's true that people come from a bad neighborhood, Tsarist Russia was no picnic. But Sof Kol Sof, the Jews even there were not avodim, they weren't slaves. In the classical sense. But that's not the cheres that we're longing for. Rav Kook says the cheres that all of the years of Golus we have gaguim, that we're longing for is the original, the real cheres, the cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we feel that Barmrenu when we say the words every year after Kiddush. Halachma, we say Hashata Avde, Lashon Haba Bnechar. Hashata Avde means Sof Kol Sof, whether it's in France. I was in France last week, and I just went from the airport to the wedding. The wedding took place in the Chabad Girls School, the 2,500 girls. It's the biggest girls' school in Europe, a big place. The walls around it, and soldiers. You feel like you're in a military compound. So the Jews of France are free. They're politically free. They have the right to vote, to be represented, and so on. But they're not B'nai Charin. I mean, even the simplest level, they're not B'nai Charin in France. And I suspect it's no different now in Belgium, Germany, Spain. So we're still saying the words Hashata Avde L'shana Bar Necher. We're still saying, no matter where Jews are in Golos, we're saying right now we're Avodim, and we hope that in the future we're daven that we should be B'nei Charon. But the B'nei Charon of Yetzias Mitzrayim, not the B'nei Charon of Thomas Jefferson, not the B'nei Charon of the French Revolution. B'nei Charon of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Himuchvachas lios halechas mispatachas bekirbeinu pnima. The real cheres must develop is a midah. Cheres is a midah that since we left Mitzrayim must develop within us. We have to work on it. And it's developing and building inside of us. Madrega acha madrega, one level after another level. Ada sheyova hayomato, the time will come. Asheyenusu hatzlolam, that's taking a pasuk in Shir Shirim, that all of the shadows will dissipate, all of the clouds, the shadows of what? Of avdus, of slavery, will dissipate, will disappear. V'cheruseinu hamuchletes, and our absolute cherus, our real and absolute yitzias mitzrayim dike cherus, Toir Alena will shine upon us, Ba'ura Hamole with its full light, Ketzim HaShemayim L'Torah shining as beautifully as the sky, as pure as the sky. Aval Islam Edon Tzrichim, but we need to learn. So it's a development, it evolves. Cheirus is something that began. Ba'itzias Hashem gave us an unbelievable taste. We'll talk about that more later on this afternoon. Hashem gave us mamish a taste. And then throughout history, it's a meter that we have to work on. It's evolving until finally it will unfold when Mashiach comes. We need to, over time, to develop a means of how to apply it in our lives, how to actually use this cheirus, that shined upon us when we left Mitzrayim. Now, there are different periods of time where we did experience some level of cheirus. Obviously, beginning with Mitzrayim is the most powerful. Back in Mitzrayim was like a flash of lightning that appeared in our lives. Cheirus. Gulas Mitzrayim. Asher nigla lenu melech malchim malchim kodesh baruch. Because like it says in the Haggadah, zo gilui shechina. That's the cheirus. Gilui shechina. We were freed of mamash of everything. It's artificial, that's outside of us. That's the flash of lightning. But like, the way lightning works is that, like the Kadmonim always used as a mosel, is that when you're walking in a dark forest and you can't see anything, and then you have the mosel that starts to thunder and lightning. So at least when there's a flash of lightning, in 1 second, you could get a sense of light. And then it goes away. But you can get a sense of where you are, where you need to go. That's what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was this flash of cheirus, a brilliant flash of cheirus. The whole world was mamish buried in darkness, and slavery, and Mitzrayim is the most civilized place in the world. The most civilized place. Cheirus came mamish like a flash of lightning. But the way that it works with the lightning is that then you can't, and it disappears. And then you have to try to find your way using that experience that you had. Like when the lightning, when you have that flash of lightning, it goes away, but then you try to find your way because you saw something, right? When the lightning was, then you saw something. And then you try to find your way. B'chvodo ha'gadol by Mitzrayim, by Yetzias Mitzrayim was Gilu Shechina, Mamish. Say the Chozen Lublin, you know that by the Seder, the Chozen Lublin used to keep his face covered. And one year, when he said the words, B'moira gadol zu Gilu Shechina, so the talus that he had over his face moved over a little bit, and the Yidda Kaddish gave a look to see, and all of the Yid's teeth fell out. And all of his teeth fell out. That's what happened. It's Mitzvah, so what happened. That's on the face of the Chozen Lublin by the Seder. He said the words, Mayra Godel Zagilu Shechina, and the Yidda Kaddish took a peek. His teeth fell out. To the Mimasik, what that means, Gilu Shechina. By that night, Hashem brought us into the avodah, which is the true cheres. Avodas Hashem is cheres. Veherim alsonu mishiflusa shel ha'avdus anachria. And Hashem lifted us up from the low state of being avodim, of being slaves, to something outside of Him. Asher shavi avodosa, which is for nothing, which is to be slaves for nothing. So now Rav Kook asks, that's all a hakdom. Oh, thank you, Sushkar. How do you know I needed that? So now Rav Kook asks, Ketzed anachnu tzrichim lahavin es oisa hacheres hamiyukada shalom. How can we understand our definition of freedom? Our definition of cheres. It's not the American Revolution. It's not the Emancipation, the Proclamation. It's not what is in the world. The case that Ye'ev Shalon L'Estagli Lo B'Metzias Achai. And how can we begin to apply our understanding of cheres? How do we begin to apply it in our lives as individuals and as a people? We'll be Yichud, and therefore particularly How can we adjust this mida of cheres to apply to our present matzav that we're in, that we've taken these steps forward. These new steps that we're taking forward, where we see the lightning of national freedom is beginning to shine upon us. It's beginning to shine upon us. Rav Kook, in his time already, so we're already beginning to see the light of national freedom. So how are we to apply this to our lives? In other words, cheres. We were made free when we left Mitzrayim. But the Torah's definition of freedom, what that means. And ever since then, we're trying to develop this midah of cheres. And now that we've come to the point in time where Hashem is bringing us back to our country, and we have already the possibility, in Rav Kook's time, the possibility of being free to determine our own destiny, our own history, our own existence. And the light of freedom is shining. What does cheres mean according to the Torah? And how are we to apply it to our lives? So Rav Kook explains. Ha-hevdel sheben ha-eved u-ben ha-charen. The difference between a slave and a ben charen and a free person. Einenu rak hevdel ma'amadi. It's not just a change in status. It's not just a difference in status. This guy his status is he's a slave. And this one's status is that he's free. This guy is bad mazel. This guy was born in a place where they have slaves. He had bad mazel. He's born someplace in Africa. And the next thing he knows is they're taking him away in chains. That's a mikre. What does a mikre mean? That's what it means to be a slave, to be free. Because b'mikre, this guy ended up. He has bad mazel. Ended up on some rich white guy's boat. You know, taking him to Miami or something. That's his mazel. That's not. Mizehu bilti meshubah. And the other guy has a mazel that he's free. His mazel. He was born in a place where it's a mazel. Chai. They don't bother him. That's what it means, the difference between one's status of being owned by somebody or not being owned by someone. In certain places they have that, in other places they don't have. Even now there are places. Ani Yechalom, Rav Kook says that can't be. Because Ani Yechalom Lumitzo Eved Maskil, you could find an Eved Maskil, you could meet a slave who's not a slave, but he's a Maskil, he's a person of great depth, a thinking, deep person. Whose spirit, whose ruach is filled with cheres, even though he's in chains. even though he's officially, his status is an Eved, but his ruach is a ruach of a free person. When you read Sharansky's Fear No Evil, you remember that book you read? If you haven't read it, it's something you should read. This is Sharansky, when he writes about his whole experiences when he was in prisons, it's called Fear No Evil. It's a very harsh of a book. It's kedai. I'm not saying you should read it instead of learning, but if you're relaxing a little bit, chalamoid or something, it's a pace with a good book. I mean, Sharansky's Gvura, the guy who was mamish in a worse, much worse place than Yosef HaTzadik, the prison. But he was free. It's Molei Chavis. His ruach is Molei Chavis. Hulahipach. And you could find the opposite. You could find a Ben Chayrin, somebody that's totally free. Free, he's got everything he wants. But Sheruchah hu ruach shel eved. But the ruach is an evedikir ruach. But his ruach is a ruach of an eved. Acherus at sivyonis, the true character of Cherus, essential Cherus, he osar ruach hanisar, is the exalted ruach, sha'odam, where the individual person, v'chein ha'am b'chlolo, and the nation as a whole, misroimim al yoda, is uplifted through this ruach of Cherus, this midah of Cherus, Leos Nemon Ha'atzmius Apnimis Shalom. That's the Torah's definition of Cherus. I'm not saying anything that you don't know. Rav Kook is just framing it in a very, very beautiful and important way. Cherus means Leos Nemon, to be faithful, La'atzmius Apnimis Shalom. To be faithful to the inner essence of who you are as a person and Am Yisrael as a nation. That means even if it doesn't agree with your parents, even if it doesn't agree with your rebbeim, even if it doesn't agree with whatever the authorities are in your life. Obviously, it doesn't mean to think that my ruach, that my atzmius apnimis, is to do whatever I want. That's the biggest evid. He's not talking about stam an idiot. To be neman atzmius apnimis. So some kid says, you know, he wants to tell his parents, I decide that what I want to do for a living is I want to play the guitar in Penn Station, you know. So, you know, collect nickels and quarters in my guitar case, because that's who I am, that's him. Narishkeit. We're talking about when a person really, really is able to come to that place of who he is and what his life, what his life is about, why he's here. And to be neman la'atzmiz apnimis shalom, la'tchuna ha'nafshis, la'atzmiz apnimis means to the spiritual character, shal tselem elokim asher b'kirbo, of the image of God, that's within him, the tselem elokim b'kirbo. U'betchuna kazois efshalo la'hargish eschayiv, and only in that way is this person able to feel his life, that his life is a life that's chayim megamatim, a life that's purposeful, that's meaningful. Shem shovim es erikom, that have true value, that a mashein kain, which is not the case, bebal haruach shel ha'avdos, with a person who is a bal haruach of avdos, who has the ruach, even though he's free to do whatever he wants, but he has the ruach of avdos. But he's oppressed by the ruach of avdus. Shlolam was such a person. Shlolam ain teichen chayiv hagishosam urim. The actual content of that person's life, his actual life and his emotions and so on, are not connected, are not murim, are not interwoven. Bitchunos ha'nafshis, turn over the page. That person's life and his emotions are not really being are not really experienced by means of the tchuna atzmis anafshis of who he is. Akadekach, that over time he's completely forgotten or doesn't pay attention b'chlal to who he is. And he's living somebody else's idea of what his life should be. Not b'etzem who he is. Ki b'meshehu yofe v'toiv etzel ha'acher. Most of the world are slaves. And Rav Kook says this person's a slave because he's only trying to live in a way that's yofe v'tov, that's attractive and that's nice and that's considered to be good, etzel ha'acher, in somebody else's eyes. Hasholeit alav is a shlita shi. In the eyes of someone else, what's right and what's good in the eyes of another person who rules over him. That person's idea of what's good and what's right intimidates him, frightens him, and causes him to cower in a corner and to become enslaved to somebody else's way of thinking, somebody else's way of life, something that's foreign. Again, it doesn't make a difference if it's a foreign, if it's a best friend or a parent, whatever it is. But when the person's life is about impressing others, appeasing others, pleasing others, to fit into their definition of what's tov and yofa, so then you're an avid. Ben shurishmis, whether there's some sort of a, somebody's ruling over you in an official capacity, like a parent or a king or some politician or a teacher, whatever it is, in official capacity, ben shimusaris, or in some emotional, ethical way, that person has authority over you. The mesha also ha'acher motzei shehu yofa v'shehu tov. What that person thinks is yofa and tov dictates to me what my life should be about. That person thinks this is who I should marry. That person thinks this is what I should go into to make a living. That person thinks this is the Torah, the Yiddishkeit that I should live in. So, tov yofa, for that person is tov yofa. It's not me. It's tov yofa. For not me. So Rav Kook says, you know what our problem is? Anachnu kushi ha-golus. He said, we've been pickled in golus for such a long time. We've been sitting in golus. Kovush, kushi. We've been sitting like pickling. You know, you put a cucumber in a certain kind of stuff, and over time it just becomes a pickle, you know? Started off as a cucumber. And then you just, when it sits for a while, it becomes a pickle. Now, you might like pickle, that's okay. But the cucumber's family doesn't recognize them. The cucumber's family's outside. They weren't pickled. And then they let this cucumber out after being pickled. And his relatives say, who are you? The whole mishpacha says, who are you? He says, what do you mean to him? I'm Moishi. Moishi who? Moishi melafafon, you know. I'm Moishi the cucumber. You're a pickle. That's something else. We last saw you. You were a cucumber. You got pickled. So the Jewish people have been pickled in golus. We're just sitting in it for a long time, in the brine, in the stew. We've been sitting for many, many years in this stuff. Nachlu kvushe ha-golus. Shakolkach harbe meyos bishonim, so many hundreds of years. Hayinim shubodim miyidei adonim kosh. We were mamish slaves for difficult, harsh, cruel masters. So how did we remain Jews? Now he's not just talking about people beating us up and putting us into camps and ghettos and stuff. He's talking about, remember, kovush is a process that takes place with the cucumber and it's in the juice, and it becomes a pickle, It's not necessarily something that happens overnight. It doesn't mean it's violent or brutal. It could be a process. And unfortunately, many, many, many Jews have lost their identity over the years of Golus. They've lost their identity. I mentioned on Shabbos in the Joshua that a good friend of mine, he's working many, many years at MCSY with public school kids, and he gives them, they have like clubs, you know, and he teaches them Torah and stuff. And he said that he talks now to Jewish kids in public school. They never heard of a Seder Shal Pesach. They never heard of a Seder. Now, it used to be years ago, even kids that were not religious, everybody knew that there's such a thing as Pesach. Even though they didn't know the halachas, they say there wasn't a regular Seder, but something, the family would get together, it was a Seder. So he tells me, he talks to these kids, they tell me he's got a boy, the boy's Hebrew name, the boy, I forgot his English name, said he asked him his Hebrew name, he said his Hebrew name is Golda. He was named after his grandmother. It's a boy, his name is Golda. Okay, never heard of a Pesach Seder. So I said to my friend, I don't believe that. How could that be? I'm naive. He said, what are you talking about? He said, the last few years. Never heard of a Seder, Shal Pesach. Matzah, Chametz. No. So we lost a lot in the pickles and the juice. Not just that we're killed by goyim. That's violent. We had very bad Adonim, we had very bad masters ruling over us. There were those that just beat us up and killed us. But he's not talking about this. He's talking about being pickled. So, how did we remain Jews, those who remained? Many didn't. He says, Lulei Pnimius Nishmasenu Ha'elyona, if not for the Pnimius, if not for somehow trying to hold on, those Jews who held on to the inner core of the soul, hasvuga, that is saturated with ruach shel cheres, with the ruach of cheres, with the true ruach of cheres, that nothing in the world is going to change me from what I believe in, from who I am. Ruach shel hakara atzmis, pnimis, it's a ruach of self-recognition, a deep self-recognition. Ruach shel hakara atzmis pnimis, hakara atzmis pnimis. Like it says when Hashem gave us the Torah, Charus ala luchos, that the letters, the words were engraved on the luchos, but you know, of course, Chazal say, al tikri charus, that charus means engraved, but it's the same letters, ela, cherus. Cherus means when the purpose of your life is engraved deep inside of you, that you don't start changing and bowing down and bending to every Adon, to every master that passes by, to every Ruach that blows through your life. You remain Neman La'atzmias, to the Ruach Ha'atzmi, of who you are. That's Al Tikri Chorus, El Cheres. That's the connection between Chorus, which means the letters were engraved upon the tablets, and the Luchas, engraved in, not upon, in, engraved through and through. As you know, it was engraved through and through the letters. That's what it means to be free. That's the Torah's definition of cheres, chorus. That's the Torah's definition. Chorus, cheres. There's a very deep Torah from Rabbi Nachman where he makes a connection between the words chipus and chofesh. We search for the chametz. That's l'chapes. Like the Gemara brings at the beginning of Pesach, from the Pasuk. Chapez Yushalayim, the search. Chipus means to search. Chofesh means to be free. It's the same letters. Chipus and Chofesh. Because only a searching person who's seeking to get to the chorus, to what's engraved inside of him, who looks in every single crack, every single corner of his, of who he is, like when you go for B'dikas Chametz, only such a person, Be'emes Be'emes, Yeshel Chofesh, he's free. He's a ben chayr. Only such a person as chofesh. Now that means in the song Liot Am Chavshi Baritzainu, which Jews, just because we became a political entity, we gained the independence of the state of Israel. That doesn't mean that just because of that, that you're a person who's free, Be'etzim. Because the freedom, Davke in Eretz Yisrael, there's so many Jews that have left that world of Charus Alaluchas, that have gone away from what's engraved upon the soul, that have been unfaithful to themselves, and have followed after every single Western Narishkeit. In Eretz Yisrael, they imitate Americans, that Americans would live. It's so silly how the Israelis tried to imitate Americans. I remember when I was a little kid and I lived in Eretz Yisrael. So I was walking with a friend, and there was a falafel place. We were in Tel Aviv, and there's a falafel place that's called Cafe New York. And it's like these like pushtakim sitting over there, you know, eating falafel, some hummus, called Cafe New York. Like, what does this place have to do in New York? I remember when I was a kid and I was in school in SSL, they used to tell me about stuff in New York. They were never in New York. And I said, it's not like that. They told me, I remember they were saying that in New York, that everywhere you walk on the street, there are people shooting you with guns. And everybody in New York is with guns. All the people are guns, and all the shchayim, all the black people are shooting you everywhere with guns, and all the Jews have to stay inside. I said, oh no, I come from Queens. I walk around, we play in the park. I never had this. There's some bad neighbors. So the Israeli kids would say to me, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I said, what do you mean I don't know why? That's where I come from. But if you ever had the misfortune of being in an argument with an Israeli, you know, experience has nothing to do with the truth. Nothing to do with it. So you have Cafe New York, Cafe America. The Israelis like to sing American music, rock, and to dress in American clothing, but it's so silly that Americans look and laugh. When we go there, we look how they're impersonating. That's not called to be a Ben Chayrin, to be free. They're free. This Jews next to sell. I was a taxi driver a few years ago, and he's not wearing a yarmulke. He's a Sephardi guy. I'm in the taxi with him. I like to get into these conversations with the drivers. That's interesting stories. And this guy has on his windshield, he has a painting that they made of the Chida. How they imagine the Chida to look. There's a painting, and he's got, you know, all kinds of Seamus over there. So I asked him, "Ati yodeh mi zeh?" He says, "Ma." I said, who is this? He says, Zahar Zulai. Zahar Chida Kadosh. So I thought that was pretty good. So I said, Nachon? Echata Makioto. I asked him, how do you know him? He said, Shmi Azulai Gamkan, Ani Anechet Shel. He's a grandson of the Chida. He's a descendant, not grandson, great great of the Chida. So he let me off at the coast of this Yid. He's a very sweet person. We were talking a little bit. We stayed in the car. He didn't charge me afterwards. I said, turn off the thing. You want to talk? You want to ask me some questions? I said, turn off the thing. And I'll answer your questions. So, okay. I'm talking. And I got out. And I went to spend a few hours. I was at the Kaisel. And then I came from the Kaisel. I was in the Rova. And I went to get a seltzer or a drink or something. And there's a whole bunch of Israeli kids there. That they took them some tiyul. Not religious kids. Boys and girls, you know, fighting with each other. Playing, you know, kids. And I'm standing in line there to go get something from the drink, and I like to talk to the kids. There was a kid next to me there in line. He had maybe 10th grade, 11th grade. He already had a little girlfriend there with him. And I asked him, "Ech kurim lecha?" He says, "Ech kurim lecha?" So I said, "Moshe, ech kurim lecha?" So he tells me his name. His name is, I don't remember, some Israeli name. I said, "Ma shem mishpacha shecha?" He says, "Shapira." His name is Shapira. I said, "Hashem Mukar." It's a very well-known name. He says, "Came to Hashem Mukar." I said, I asked him, "Are you a Levi?" He said, "No, he matacha ani Shapira." He didn't know what I meant. I asked him if he's a Levi. He said, "My name is Shapira." I told him, "My name is Shapira." So I said, "Are you a Levi?" you know what it means? Kahan Levim says, okay, man, you're there. I asked them, do you know anything about your family? Shamati says that there was a Saba, Rabba Shali has a Saba, some great grandfather of mine, Karimota Megala Amukot. He's a grandson of the Megala Mukas. So I said to Baruch Shalom, what are you doing to me? I get a taxi here with the Chidaz Einikl. I'm going to buy myself a Coke, you know, and I got the Megala Mukas' Einikl here. But they're both Mechal Shabbos, Oichon, the Velas and Shavis. So what are you going to do over here? And then you have this little wall in between the Kaisel, and a couple of people go to Davin. So this guy's Megala Mukas, he's a Shapir. He doesn't even know what a Levi is. This guy is the Chidah. I don't know, maybe he's a Svadi, he knows more. But so what happened to us now is a Cheirus. They have a party that was called the Cheirut party, but that didn't make us free. Cheirus is Chorus. When you come to that place that's engraved inside of you, that's where you're Ben Chorus. If not for the unbelievable present, the gift that Hashem gave us when we left Mitzrayim, when we left the Chavis Olam, forever. It means, look, listen, as all the Svarim say, a Jew could still be enslaved, but inside of himself, Be'emes, if he wants to come to who he is, no one could hold the Jew back anymore. Beis Yaakov talks about that in many places in the Sefer Hasman, on the Haggadah and Pesach. In the Olam HaMachshava, in the Olam HaRuach, a Jew is free. Lulei Zos, if that hadn't happened to us, if Hashem wouldn't have given us, again, not just to take us out of Egypt, because physically we're slaves, but to take us out. Chorus, gave us the Torah, Chorus. Cheirus Olam. If not for that, Hoysa Golus Yichol Lahapachu Chena B'Kerben L'Ruach Shlavad. If not for that, if all of these thousands of years, Golus would have already made us forever, and we'd have lost everything. We would have been slaves. That's what it means. Shubon L'Parum Bonu Anu B'Neinu B'Nei B'Nei Shubon L'Parum. It doesn't mean still being in Egypt. You have to be a slave. You don't have to be in Egypt. You could be a slave in the old city also. Yerushalayim. So we're always free, but the time that we demonstrate this freedom, that we celebrate this freedom, is Pesach. Keep emes, because truthfully, we're able to feel that we're bnei charen beetsem mahuseinu, the very essence of who we are. And therefore, the noble longing that Jews have, even non-religious Jews have, El HaTov, for all that's good, El HaNizgav, and all that is exalted, He Etzleinu HaShi'ifa HaAtzmis Shalanu. That is the Shi'ifa of the essence of a Jew. To want, it's just that this Jew doesn't know what good is. No, he didn't go to yeshiva, so he doesn't know what good is. So he thinks that good is fighting for gay rights or something. That's good. He thinks that's good because that's what he read and that's what he heard. That's what he went to college. That's what every professor taught him. And that's so he. But the Sheifa for Tov is the powerful thing. That's why Jews are unbelievable what they do in the world. Is the Sheifa for Tov. That's the Sheifa Atzma Shalom. Shano Choshim Beruchenu Pnim. Because we have this natural feeling inside. Mawa Tov, Mawa Nala. Again, we can't always identify. We got lost, we got harmed and injured in Golus. But to want Tov, and to want something higher in life, and even to be able to know what is not really Tov, a Jew has more of an ability to sense that than anybody else. Lo'er ha'cheirus hazeh, and in light of this true cheirus, ha'cheirus ha'pnimis, this inner cheirus, that is evolving and becoming more and more revealed within us, especially, says Ke'es now, when we're taking the first steps of our national revival in Eretz Yisrael, as a people, as a nation. At least
in limit, taking small steps. Because it's little by little, this is unfolding. This is becoming more and more revealed. The true inner quality of Am Yisrael as Bnei Chorin in Eretz Yisrael. Netef achar netef, one drop after another drop. Loira hapni mishal acherus ha'atzmus hazois nisa v'neilach. We must march forward in the light of the true cheirus of the Jewish people, of the inner true cheirus of the Jewish people. That's how we have to go forward. It's not just that we got out of Warsaw, we got out of Berlin, and we're free from them. They're not bothering us anymore, the goyim. And we're our own people. That's not. We have to go to the cheirus ha'amiti, ha'atzmus. Lahavli means to emphasize, to accentuate, to bring out more and more our living inner independence. Because otherwise we'll just become slaves to the West while living in Tel Aviv in Cafe New York. So this is Cafe New York. He's saying Lahavlid Yosef Yosef Atzma Usenu Haranan Hapnimis. Our independence, but the independence which is Haranan Hapnimis, which is Cherus, which is Chorus Alaluchos, which is Ein Lecha Ben Chorne El Misha Yosef B'Torah, is when a Jew comes to the essence of who he is, which is Torah, which is Yiddishkeit, which is Avodas Hashem, which is to be an Eved of Hashem. Osa Shekaninu Ayidei Gilui Shechina, that which we acquired, that true inner independence that we acquired by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which was Gilui Shechina, when Hashem, and that flash of lightning revealed His presence to us. Atem Reisa, Atem Reis Ladaz. And Hashem showed us in the clearest way the truth. And it has kept us over all the long years of Golas. That's the deeper meaning with the Svarim Sev, Hoyim Esapim, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Kol Oysa Halayla. That the word Sipur, story, is from the Lashon of a sapir, a shining, expensive stone, a gem. Volume is Saprim B'tzias on Kolosa Halayla. Throughout the long night of Golas, Kolosa Halayla, Saprim, we're able to taste that light of Cheirus through connecting to Yitzias Mitzrayim and Pesach. Oysak Shekanino Adei Gilu Ishchina. The cheirus that we acquired through the singular greatest wonder in all of history, in all of time, shenase imanu, that took place with us, beis asher gi'alonu Hashem Zbor, that first Pesach, when Hashem redeemed us, He took us out. Regardless, I was saying Mitzrayim lecheirus olam, and Hashem took us out to be free. Cheirus Olam. Cheirus is Olam, forever to be free. Therefore, Chayav Adam Leos Atzmo K'Liyos Mitzrayim, as it says, Osono Hitzei Misham, Hashem took us out, Mamish. And He still takes out each and every one of us who wants to get out. And the ticket is through Pesach. So Hashem Yisbach should help us to feel that, to know that, to believe in that. And this afternoon we're going to do a little bit, we'll learn something a little bit to be mechazik this nakuda that we're talking about. For the Shashan.